I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Yo, that's fire. That is fire.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of that Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lie in the building with the team. Yeah. Everybody, let's go introduce yourself.
Yo, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Black Success, Mr. Doing Great, Mr. Unbothered. You understand? Holla at me. I'm going to have a great show. I'm going to be the best me today. Make sure you tune
Michael
in
Jordan?
For the whole show.
You call
MJ. MJ, yeah. I'm
going MJ.
Holla. It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya. What's up, guys? I'm here.
And the team is assembled. Okay, we got another dope show for y'all today. Today we're going to talk about, we're going to start off with talking about attention. You know, seeking attention, wanting attention, giving people attention. You know, yeah, pretty much. So, I want to ask everybody personally, are you someone that requires a lot of attention? Why and why not?
Well, I'm going to start with me today.
I'm going to start with you, MJ.
Do I require a lot of attention? No.
Yeah.
I don't require a lot of attention. But you know what it is? You see, that's a default question because I'm so outspoken. And like I'm like cute ugly, I'm like the middle of cute and ugly,
cute, ugly.
That like I get attention and I'm not even asking for the shit. You understand? Cause it's like girls be confused, so they be like squinting when they look at, cause it's like he's so cute ugly, and it's like they see something that they like and then something that's ugly. But then after that, I'm wild fly, got mad outfits and all that shit. You know what I mean? So it's not that I require attention, but attention seem to follow me around. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Was that a little hate over there, Miss? I can't spell encyclopedia.
I can't spell encyclopedia. I really had to. I put it in my journal. Time. I wrote encyclopedia and the definition in my journal.
Beta carotene. Yeah, yeah.
You and next to beta carotene. Right next to it.
She tried to have an argument over carrots, son. This shit was crazy. I had to watch that a few times. We almost had a
tight.
Fight over carrots.
Because he was
for
telling
real.
Me I was wrong and I knew
I
was right.
I thought I got to beat up Nico. I was like, God damn, he's such
over
a good kid.
Over
big carrots. Yeah, over he didn't even eat none. Now, he already got that vitamin A in him. He done got his ass with. But yeah.
Okay. Huh?
Are you somebody that requires a lot of attention?
I think we all require attention.
I said a lot.
He said, are you? Meaning, when you show your titties, are you requiring attention?
No,
Tanya.
Let me. This is
ain't not out.
This is how. Yeah. This is how I look at attention. I am a wig dealer. I need attention to sell my shit.
True.
I am a bartender. I need attention to sell my bar.
Before
so,
wigs and bartending.
Before even with
all
that,
all you need is alcohol to sell your bar. But.
No, listen. My thing is this. Like, I think as human beings, we all do require attention, whether it's from our partners, whether it's from people. The difference comes in is what the attention feeds. There are people who have attention. They just want it just to feed this little weak ego they have. And there are people who need attention for a bigger purpose. Because if I was supposed to go online tomorrow and say, okay, guys, I need 10 of you. I need your attention for a minute. 10 of you send me your resumes. I'll fix it. 5 of you, I'll give you links to my job. And 1 of you will probably get the job. And I get 1 of you a job. That was me seeking attention. It did give me a little bit of ego stroke because I felt I did some good for somebody. That's not necessarily attention in a bad way.
Sis, do you like a lot of attention?
I like attention, but it's not like I'm doing it because I can't sleep at night if y'all don't like my posts. It's not like that, but I...
So what is it?
Can I finish my fucking sentence?
Go ahead.
The attention for me is I have dope things I want you guys to see and partake in, so I need your attention to help sell it, show it, and learn from you guys as well.
That's a yes.
What, I said yes.
What were you doing before you had something to sell? What were you doing with attention?
Banking. I was helping people start businesses. I was helping people study. I used to tutor math. You didn't know me before that time, so don't even look at me like that.
Well, were you showing your titties?
All the time.
So that you was starting businesses with the titties? Like what?
No, that is two of the titties because I like showing the titties.
Did you Do you require a lot of attention from Nico?
Yes, it's my boyfriend. That's my human journal. I need to vent to him. If I have a bad day, I come home. I talk to him about shit.
Did you say human journal?
He's my human journal.
Don't use my. Yo, I can't say nothing.
That shit been going around a lot.
Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Yo, people be jacking out.
Yo, people be jacking on my shit.
Fight me.
I steal all of your shit. I own up to that.
But do I need a friend?
But this is what I mean. This is what I mean.
Danny,
what I want attention is that, you know.
Yeah, let Danny go.
Go ahead, Danny. Don't play with me today.
Do you require a lot of attention?
I don't require a lot of attention. I do require attention, but not a lot. That's it.
Oh. Cool, let's get back to Tanya.
I don't know if y'all want me to explain it.
So, Tanya, you mean tell me you were showing titties but starting businesses. How was that working? Because it seemed like it's a contradicting.
No, titties my personality. Just have a sexy side. But then when I'm in business mode, I'm in business mode. I don't need to show you my titties to go in business mode.
But doing business, you still show titties.
I'm selling wigs. I have a whole persona. I can sell you a wig and show you my titties in the shot at the same time. It gives the overall look that I see what's going on here. I go buy your wig. It looks nice. It's a nice picture. It's a sexy picture.
So is your talent being overshadowed by your thirst to show off your body
part? What the fuck?
You can internalize it however you want. I like my tits, but it doesn't affect my sales in a way that's negative.
I got you.
She used it. Marketing 101.
I got you. I hear you. I gotta get it out of everybody
today.
I'm here today. It's a hot seat for everybody today. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I don't require a lot of attention. I actually like to feel like a ghost. I
believe you.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I don't. I really like allegedly. To be invisible. Not allegedly, just the same way you said, but yeah.
Now, La always been cool. He always been LL Cool La. He always been
LL Cool La.
Cool, laid back. It's just that he had the ear, so it's like it's hard to miss him. But it's like
that's what it is.
Yeah, that's it. But he never was an attention whore. Like he don't post thirst traps and shit like other people. You know what I mean?
You got something to say about my titties, though? Because you see my titties.
Other people
are you looking at my titties?
Actually, I'm not.
So how do you know my titties are out?
Because you always tell Priest, hey, make sure you get my titties on the show.
So you have to see my titties.
I'll be like, yo, what the fuck is
for the culture?
I thought we was talking today.
The titties are for the culture. There are other people in this world who appreciate my titties.
Although you're talented in other areas because you're starting businesses for people, as you say.
That has nothing to do with my tits, though.
That's what I'm saying. You understand? So it's like one side you're promoting Backpage, on the other side you're promoting legal.
Right. It's two separate things.
Let me ask you, wait. Does attention get you? Do you think attention boosts your self-esteem?
What do you mean if it does boost attention? Of course it plays a part in your self-esteem.
Why?
You mean what? Ask a depressed person half of the reason why they cry. Nobody's giving them attention. Nobody is.
That's not true. It's a lot of famous people that give them a lot of attention.
Facts. But it's the like I said, it depends on what the attention feeds. I said that also. A lot of famous people get attention, but it's not feeding what they want it to feed. Some people don't care about them as a person. Oh, you have a nice outfit on, or you're getting some drama. They're feeding that negative part of the attention. Some people just want to have somebody appreciate them for them as well. The attention's not feeding what they want it to feed.
That's the type of time I'm wondering.
Danny got a basketball jersey on, just to let you know what's going on right now.
She came in spring ready.
She had the nerve to tell me, yo, my outfit, wild fly. I'm looking at her like, okay. But yeah, you were saying, Danny, go ahead.
For your information, it's the difference between having style and knowing how to dress. I know how to dress, and I do have style. I have my own style. I'm fly, nigga. I'm fly, nigga. But anyway, yeah, like we were saying, I think that It depends, like Tanya said, because me personally, I don't like too much attention. It's a certain type of attention. Like, I want to be recognized. I don't care about the attention. So if it's things that I'm doing, if there are different things, different venue, different avenues that I'm like.
So what attention boosts your self-esteem or your ego? What type of attention?
Being recognized for the things that I do, like the fact that I'm. It depends on what kind of compliment. If you tell me I'm beautiful all day, that shit makes me feel funny. Like, I don't like that type of attention. But if you know what I mean, if you're recognizing that I'm doing a good job, you're recognizing my creativity, if you're recognizing certain attributes and things that I have, then that's okay. But I don't like too much of it. It'll cause me to, like, shut down.
So telling you you're beautiful make you shut down, and then you won't submit. Why is he talking this crazy shit?
No, it's not crazy. It makes sense, because telling her beautiful could also be, it could be almost a meaningless and just somebody that's repeating. Yeah. She knows she's beautiful.
Does she?
She knows she's fucking
the
beautiful.
The beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's some people might not think I'm beautiful.
Let's be clear.
Ugly people say.
I do know that I'm beautiful, and my beauty has nothing to do with my physical features. It has to do with my inner beauty. I'm beautiful from the inside out, sweetheart. Thank you.
Now she's beautiful in the face too. She's beautiful in the face too.
I am. Nobody. I'm beautiful from the. I am somebody. I am so somebody.
Steady. What's up?
Attention boosts your ego or confidence? Nah.
He's a liar.
I believe him.
Why you hold the mic? I believe him.
Now you know what it is.
Fuck out of here.
He always been like
this.
So now y'all double teaming once again.
This is real receipts. Listen.
What receipts? I got something to
say. I got something to say with y'all.
What I'm saying is this. Like, this is my real life. Like, people, like, I've always felt so good about me that it made you question whether or not I was awesome for real. I'm high on me, my nigga, at the end of the day. So people begin to, like, damn, is this motherfucker really feeling this? It don't matter what I tell him.
He can't be ugly.
I was called ugly a lot. You know what I mean? Like, that shit ain't changed nothing. I was still walking around like, all right, I hear you. I was still moving around, ripping and running. You understand? So comments, I don't let that, because if you allow certain things to boost your ego or the way you feel about you, then those same things could also
destroy you.
You understand? So I don't let that really play a role.
You can't let that part feed the attention. That's what I said. Don't let that feed it, or don't let that be what you're looking for out of it. Because, all right, let me give you another wild example. Every week we get the numbers from our Facebook page and what we're doing on the Brown Holy Water podcast. We go over it. When the numbers go up, don't we all feel good when the numbers go up? Mm-hmm. Doesn't it make us want to be like, we doing something good, let's keep doing what we're doing? That's a good ego boost, and that's good attention, because we know we're getting attention from people, and now we got to figure out ways to keep the attention and get more attention from people. Mm-hmm. It's not negatively feeding our egos. It is an ego boost. We all feel good about it.
But that's different.
Back to my original point. What is feeding it, and what is your purpose? Because there are people who need who ask for attention, but they have some good to give you when you give them their attention. Mm-hmm. And there are people who ask for your attention, like, what the fuck is this shit? You post a twerk video online, like, I seen your ass shake, that's nice. But if you call me and tell me I need your attention, I got some great tips about credit. Just hear me out for the next 10 minutes. You know, they feel good, they help you, you feel good, you learn something. That's good attention, you know?
Yeah, but you could never, like Black said, you can't base your... Some people base their life off what people think of them.
Fact.
That's bullshit.
We can't say that's bullshit
because it happens.
I'm not saying what you're saying is bullshit. I'm saying they shouldn't do that.
That's crazy. Gotcha. And, like, you know, I'm the ultimate, like, I personally don't really care about what nobody thinks. Like, you got to be strong within yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get the attention from people, that's cool, whatever. You don't get the attention, you got to still have that same.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? That same aura, that same vibe. That's why I give it to black. Black boys got the same vibe, same aura. It doesn't matter.
Because somebody, people get attention, they start acting completely different. Or now they fucking.
That's how you know, like, people.
Yeah, like, they Hollywood now. Or whatever. And now because they feel like, damn, I'm getting this attention, I got to keep on doing this. So I got to keep on doing that. Or I'm about to do anything. Like, you know what I mean? Just to get that like, or just to get that attention or whatever. And you see a lot of that now with social media. Because with social media, niggas get fucking certain amount of likes or certain people saying stuff, and it's just like, nah, now I gotta do this, and people be jumping out the window just for likes.
My thing is, the just to piggyback off what you're saying in social media, it bothers me. I wanna say bothers me, but it's interesting watching somebody move in person, seeing them on social media and watching them move in person. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got people coming to me and like, I see my Instagram friends all the time, and the same energy I have with you on Instagram or Facebook, I'll keep that energy when I see you in person. People are surprised I'm like that. I'm like, yeah, I really think I'm okay. I think I'm over here fake pumping, like, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm going to see you the same. I met a couple people while at my bar, and I came up behind the bar, and I ran up and I hugged them, like, hey, what's up? And they're like, wow, they're blown away that that's who I am. Like, nigga, we fuck around all the time, all day online. Now you got me cracking jokes. Why I can't do that to you now in person?
Well, since we started on it, let's... Do you think that social media has made a big impact on the way people view attention?
Yes. Because I feel like we all want attention in some form. Whatever it feeds for us, it's different. But we all want attention. A lot of people will observe people like them getting the attention they want, and they negate it. They make it something so negative, and they like to put people down for it. And that's only because the person's wishing that, hey, I wish people looked at me like that, paid that much attention to me. You see it all the time. Likes don't mean shit. Comments don't mean shit. Da-da-da, these things be feeding y'all. And the person getting the likes and comments making money off of that shit. They got people who got businesses who get no traffic on their business page, pay influencers who get the attention they don't have to get sales up. People want fucking attention. I don't want anybody look at me and tell me I don't want no attention.
I don't want attention.
You a fucking liar, motherfucker. But what attention. I'm saying is, it's not, don't ever think wanting attention. Never, for me, it's never think wanting attention or having attention is bad. It's how you use your attention and what you're using your attention for and what the fuck it feeds.
But depending, wanting attention can, it can be a bad thing. Because some, like I said, some people will do any and everything just to get that attention.
And that's
attention.
Because it's feeding a broken ego.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It goes mm-hmm. back to what it's feeding. If you have a broken ego, you're gonna
have
put
an ego
on...
period, fuck a broken ego. Like
ego is the enemy.
You can have a good stroke to book. Ego. That's not actually, you can't have a good stroke to ego.
No, nah, you can't. No, ego is not
ego
good.
Is the enemy.
How you use it is how you use your ego that can take away the negative parts of an ego, but an ego is not good at all because the ego drives you to do certain things. It's how you use your ego.
Remember, your ego is your sense of self-importance, and we should all, as people, think highly of ourselves.
But you could feel highly of yourself without an ego.
But that's your ego, though. No, there's I'm saying that by definition, ego is the ego is how you feel is your sense of. Google it. Mm-hmm. I promise
you know
you
I'm about to Google it.
Your
Google
ego
it.
Is
because
your sense.
You,
stop.
You
your ego
a,
is your
you
sense
a
of self-importance.
And be humble at the same time.
Listen, no. Listen
humble,
to me.
Humble,
let me
humble
finish,
for
dog.
Us, so.
I'm humble.
Your ego is your sense of self-importance. There are some people mm-hmm. who have inflamed egos where they think they're more important than they actually are. That's when the shit gets mm-hmm. fucked up. We all are important to ourselves. We all value ourselves. How we all think about ourselves. How we make proper goals and decisions based on our ego because we think highly of ourselves. None of us ain't got ego issues to the point where it's like we either think too low of ourselves or too high of ourselves. We just vibrate where we need to be and just work on what we need to do. So
I
good strokes to your ego are fine.
That was
okay,
good.
Okay,
Pat,
good.
I know she. Today she was going to win, but it made sense.
I got your credit.
What's up, y'all? Any of y'all want to chime in about the social media and attention?
Social media
is highly on this.
Social media is a very, I would say if social media did anything to us, it brought us back a couple of decades. You understand? Because
you think it set us back?
Yeah, it set us back. It advanced us in many ways when it comes to business and stuff like that, it advanced us. You know what I mean? Back in the day, throwing parties, you had to go in front of H&M on 34th Street, hand out your freaking flyers. You had to go to other people's parties mm-hmm. to promote your party. Now you could be home on your computer, bro, and tell a joke and promote your freaking party, and it'll reach more people than that hand-to-hand would have. Mm-hmm. So as far as that business-wise, we are beyond. We are mm-hmm. beyond. Everything is, people don't even have websites anymore. People don't have business cards. People are now, what is your social media links? Because they want to go off of that mm-hmm. to determine whether or not they want to support you. So now, as far as that, we are out of this world. Mm-hmm. But as far as people, it set us back because communication-wise, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? We used to talk face-to-face and break things down. And right now, you could call somebody right now, and they'd be like, yo, text me. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? I was just on the phone with you, dog. I want you to hear what I'm saying so that you could determine how I'm saying it and how to actually take it, not read it via text and then mm-hmm. think how I meant to say it. You understand? So social media has become people forum to kind of feel important and feel wanted. There's people that was not cool in school, bro. Mm-hmm. They was not cool. They did not matter.
Now they cool on social media.
And now they're not even cool. They're just making sense. Maybe you was real good in freaking English and now you're on social media trolling everyone, fixing their fucking grammar. Well, actually, it's there, and there. Actually, it's there, and there. Like, there's people going crazy for that. They lit. That shit is like weed. They live to smoke that shit. They are waiting for you to fuck up. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, damn. But those are people that was nobody in school. Facts. Used to get you the spitball behind your head. You is nobody. Get the fuck out of here. You in a lunchroom all the way in the back with a little chocolate milk. Take your chocolate milk. Get up out of here. So you gotta understand, social media has given people that was nobody a platform to finally have some kind of
I am somebody.
Some kind of bravo. Some kind of, you have a reason to have some kind of bravo. So whether it's the English skills, whether it's you want to art, there's some people that's on social media lying all day.
They're not doing nothing else.
Women are the queen. They don't have to work. They don't have to do nothing. If you're a real man, you pay for her to live. You pay for her hair. You pay for her nails. You pay. These are people living in the worst situations ever. Talking
facts.
Like this, my dude, stop playing.
Facts.
Post your car. You don't got no leather seat. You on the train? What are you talking about? You out here arguing with the door person at my party. You said, what you mean it's 40? Like, it's a black party, never 40. I go to all black parties. Yeah, black concert. Like, what are we talking about? So this is the platform social media gave. We're all just walking around lying. Social media, this is the last thing I'm gonna say. Social media remind me of the schoolyard back in junior high school when we all was just lying to each other. We'd be like, oh, Michael Jordan, my cousin. My mom said that Michael Jordan was my cousin on my daddy side. And then everybody was like, well, I'm 1/4 I'm black, I'm half Spanish, I'm 1/3 Irish, people was giving you the wrong math on what they're fucking mixed with. Everyone was lying to each other, seeing who's gonna accept the fucking biggest lie, who's more believable. That's what social media is. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. So now when you meet somebody like me, and I'm downplaying my actual life on social media. I'm downplaying who I am and how I come off to a lot mm-hmm. of people. Cause I don't give a fuck. I don't need no props. And I'm not no tough guy. I don't need to be tough. I want to crack jokes all day. But now when you meet me and I'm even more lit in life, it's like, damn. You go back online and you type it yourself. You probably don't post it, but you definitely typed it. And you said, I am nobody.
Before Danny go, just to piggyback off of back, like on social media, you could be anything you want to be.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And people like really media. Are being anything they want to fucking be. Niggas is rich as fuck, dog. Rich as fuck. Niggas is rich.
Niggas is rich. Niggas is gangster.
Well,
niggas is rich. They gangster. They men just doing everything and they getting money. They got everything.
They know all the bros. All the celebrities know them.
Facts,
and support
they
them.
Know. They got all the celebrities support them. It's the bro. It's the sis the bro, right the here.
It's sad, man. It's sad.
Go, Danny. Danny
go.
Nah,
Danny, go.
Go, talk. Danny. It's your birthday. You gonna party like it's your birthday.
I don't have nothing to say. I said everything I needed to say, so.
You ain't gonna talk about social media?
I mean, at the end of the day,
and what people do for social media attention.
I just said it. People do a lot for social media. They out here pretending. They out here being fake. They out here the toughest person. They the gangsters. They out here being the motivational speakers. They fucking the best gym rat. They fucking.
That's a new hustle.
They got mad businesses. They got.
That's a new hustle.
What's that dude name?
Jackson.
I like him though.
Wow. Cause you, wow.
I like
broke he lying heart. To y'all.
Lying.
But it ain't even yo, about. It's no not about lying. No,
if you're gonna listen to it's a dude a, like that, he gotta have a check.
Excuse
next
me,
and
excuse me.
Signing that shit.
It's not about.
And that's what's wrong with these motherfucking. Yo, listen.
Y'all wanted me
I'm
to talk,
gonna,
and now
yeah,
I
sorry,
can't even
sorry,
talk.
Sorry, because now you got me. Now,
you said you had nothing to say, and now Black got something to say.
Shut up.
And my thing is this, like, listen, man.
Listen, that nigga.
As us being Black, honestly, we are the. It make me mad when people think that it's so easy to sell us on something. And people sell us on anything. And they sell you on a perception of a man, on a perception of what a husband is, on a perception of what your man should be doing for you, what he shouldn't be doing.
But y'all do the same bullshit. Thing. Y'all selling listen, perceptions listen, of what a woman but, is supposed but, to do and how no. she's supposed to do this and supposed
no.
to do that and how no, she's supposed
don't.
To be weak
no,
and how she's
tell
supposed
me,
to be
don't.
Submissive and how
this.
There's roles and
my
all this
though.
Shit. Y'all been going in the group. I could keep going.
There's a difference. Let me tell you something. The woman I describe, I actually encounter with in real life. A lot of y'all describing dudes y'all never been
invisible
with.
Nigga.
Get the fuck out of here! He never been
but
with you.
But how do
you
know
don't
that?
Know. He never been with you. That's not who got. That's not who touched you. That's not who got you pregnant. That's not your ex babe. Post them. Post a picture. Most girls won't even post a picture of the nigga they fucking. That a shame. He's nobody. He's chipping in on a fucking nickel bag. He's no fucking
he's
body.
He's chipping in on
man.
A nickel bag.
He's fucking nobody. Dead ass. You're fucking bums. All these bum dudes got kids, dog. Dead ass. He's a, you're fucking a bum. Facts. So you letting all these people lie to you about what a man is. They are separating us more by creating this whole facade.
Facts.
Now the fucking average Black man don't even meet. You can't talk all this Black love shit. The average Black man don't even meet the criteria of what you're saying. Oh, he gotta have a car, business.
But that's, you talking about women. You're not talking about this. You talking about women and all this stuff and what's. Certain women, not mm-hmm. every woman,
certain women
want. Just like he's speaking from a perspective, it's not a fact. This is how
he
feels in his
mind.
He's not bashing men. He's just telling men. He's just telling men to step up in certain aspects.
Nah,
why is that corny?
Man.
But when y'all tell us to step up, it's not corny.
He's super, super, super corny, man. He plays
why?
On.
He feeds on.
Heartbroken
and
women.
Some men pay
like
on
business.
The insecure
yeah,
hard women
business.
Too. But see, the difference
you
is
you guys gotta get it together.
Exactly.
She
but he doing it in a no. I'm yeah. not. No, I'm not. I'm just making a point.
She
I'm
ready
not.
To say SWG.
Let her
no,
finish.
I'm not.
Let me
finish.
Let me talk. Let me talk. At the end of the day, you're saying that he plays on a certain type of woman or whatever, right? The insecure woman. What is the difference between him playing on an insecure woman in a positive way and these niggas out here playing on insecure women in a negative way, feeding them all this shit, and then, but they're actually with these women and not doing and not living up to what they're telling these women they're like they're capable of? What's the difference?
But
why is he so wrong if he's uplifting women and making women feel good about themselves?
Like, no.
And you got this
come
man
come
who are doing other shit and
it.
Then
let
they're
me,
lying.
Let me reply to it. He's giving dudes the same voodoo to feed you. They're, the same bullshit that you went for, they got it from this motherfucker.
All
the
right.
same bullshit.
Okay.
So you,
what?
You're... The same voodoo, the same bullshit that he's feeding y'all. Oh, this is what a man should do. That's what motherfuckers go in your DM and say, oh, shorty, I'm going to pay all the bills. Shorty, a real woman is this. A queen is this. He feeds you that. You believe it. He fuck you. Get you pregnant. You find out he was lying. What
he
happened?
Broke.
He broke. He broke. He broke. So at the end
but
of the day.
But my thing is this. If you're taking your time regardless, whether these niggas, I'm giving a perspective. Whether these niggas are saying all this stuff or not. At the end of the day, just saying him personally, I'm not saying I agree with him. I'm not saying I disagree with him.
Facts.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
And he don't got no chick.
Y'all going to let me fucking talk? No, no, no. Now he going to cut me off. Go ahead. Go ahead. Lie. You could cut me off. You always cut me off. Go ahead.
Why you cut her off? That's on me.
I want to know that too. I'm trying to figure out why he always cuts me off. Why you always cut me off, La?
I'm going to ask you a simple
question. La, why you always cut me off?
Talk.
Why you always cut me off?
I ain't saying nothing.
I got a microphone. I don't need
I
yours.
Say talk.
I'm just asking you a question.
Talk, nigga, talk.
No, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you a question. I'm not saying I want to talk. I'm asking you why you always cut me off.
I don't like what she be talking about.
Oh, okay. That's
so
respectable.
So now, but I want you to talk. Now talk.
Go ahead, Tanya.
All that just depends on stupid. That's how I become home. Like, you ain't proven.
See that?
Man.
Jackson fucked you up. That's what, you don't know what to say. You don't know what to say. Forever. Now you got a real man in front of you. You don't know what to say. Quiet.
Jackson has
single
forever.
Quiet.
I just asked. Quiet. I was talking. I'm insane.
Oh, no, I asked him.
Queensbridge.
She in a relationship. You single. I said, you be jacking what that nigga be talking about?
It's nothing about relationship but single.
Because
when I was
single, no, because I've been in a relationship very long.
I know you've been in one, but you're not in one now.
Go ahead.
My thing is this. The only I don't relate to him because... Because
you got a man and nigga talking bullshit. Okay,
let me fucking finish, my nigga.
Go.
I don't relate to him because he always keeps the argument one-sided. Women so great, men are so evil. I've never heard him say, women, y'all gotta pull y'all socks up too. And which is why I can't relate to him, because it's like... Now, after like 10 videos, you're not making sense. Because clearly, this man bashing. I can't take advice from somebody who just chooses to bash one side. Mm-hmm. You gotta be able to tell women also, like, listen, ladies. There are good men out there. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to do this also for us.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't fucking do that. Or even if he does it, I miss all 6 of the videos he posted mm-hmm. about it. Mm-hmm. Out of 1,000 videos he made, the 6 he said about that, I missed it. And this is one of the reasons, like, after a while, it's like, now you're feeding the idea of black men and good men not being out there, which is very fucking false.
Mm-hmm.
And I dislike that so much. Stop telling people, like, stop perpetuating that good men are not out there, or stop perpetuating the average man you'll meet is not a good man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I dislike that so mm-hmm. fucking much. That's why I can't mm-hmm. feel him, because his arguments are never balanced.
That makes sense. That makes perfect Amen. Sense. Amen. That makes sense. She explained Amen. It very, very
See,
well.
When
that
you
makes
have
sense.
A man, you could really understand.
Oh, yeah.
You
understand?
Oh, you understand? Because you got a man.
Don't play with me.
You're on the other side of things. So you out here being so...
Me, personally, I like Rob Hill Sr. and bullshit. I like Tony Gaskin. Those are the two people that I like.
Rob Hill Sr. is a bullshit artist.
No, I like
him. He's a bullshit artist, too.
Regardless of what it is, what he's saying, I like.
Tony Gaskin's a man.
I'm being a motivational speaker to all the single women later today.
Oh, Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm shit, too.
Jesus
Go
Christ.
To Bob Brown. Come and talk some shit today. I'm like, yo, these niggas ain't shit. Da-da-da.
But I'm not even that woman, so it really don't matter. I don't care about the these niggas ain't shit, niggas should treat you like this shit. I care more about the self-love. That's what I mm-hmm. care about. When they talking self-love, that's what I like. All that other men ain't shit, women ain't shit, whatever that shit is, I don't give a fuck about that, because my beliefs are my beliefs.
Like, queens, love yourself, but these niggas ain't shit. He ends with that,
my thing is
their followers up because there's so do. Much women that
and they
fall
get attention
under that,
for
under
it.
That umbrella,
and
exactly.
they get attention
exactly, and then they sell y'all shirts and different shit for y'all to feel like y'all are part of the movement. I'm not settling shirts, or I know my worth shirts. All of a sudden there's a market to sell you merchandise
mm-hmm.
based on you being fucking scorned. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For being single, or for being hurt in the past, or something like that. Not saying everybody is, but those mm-hmm. that are, you are a consumer to a lot of people. You're
Sounds
nothing
like a few
else.
Preachers who don't live up to what they're talking
That's
about.
That's a fact.
Hello.
Trying to help you. Right, so
I like
stop.
Him though.
I only, but regardless,
off, please, because right, really
we not about to do this
not
today.
Saying,
you
stop,
got a shape of. I
off.
See a shape up in the front. He dead got. You see it? He dead got a shape.
I'm the shape of a bald spot. How'd that work?
I don't even understand.
Leave my boy alone.
I was about to cook you, but
no, go get it. Cook the next topic. Yeah, we about to switch to the next topic. We switch it to the next topic. We gonna call this like what's the 411.
Oh, God.
Basically, this is like researching a potential bae. Like the extent of what you'll go through, and I'm saying, what have you done? So, or have you even done it? Like, have you ever researched a person before their first encounter? And if so, like, what are you looking for? We started with you already. I want to start with Danny because I cut her off all the time.
Yeah.
I want Danny to get all her full thoughts out.
Yeah. And Danny do a lot of research. She got time.
I'm going to put my microphone down. I'm going to let her talk.
Please. That's top of the line, buddy.
He assisted the microphone.
Really?
Have I done research? Yes, I have done research. When I'm looking for something, I'm looking to see if you have a girlfriend. I'm looking to see if you have kids. I'm looking to see, you know, what your life is kind of like. I'm asking questions if anybody knows you, but not too much because I don't want people in my business. Yeah, that's about it. Yes, I do research all the time.
What is all that for? Why?
Because you want to get me personally. I want to get an insight of the type of person that I'm interested in. So if I go on, I could go on your page. Like, you can seem like a very nice guy, but if I go on your page, I see you get a lot of attention. I might not like that. You know what I mean? I might not want to deal with somebody who gets a lot of attention. But, or I might see that you get... Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm very sorry.
I can't stand you, son. I can't stand this nigga.
Going deep Samara.
She seemed like a little stalkerish to me.
No, she said... You said you might not want to mess with somebody who gets a lot of attention.
I might not, yeah.
But... if you mess with an attractive male, I think they're going to give attention.
You can mess with an attractive male and they might not, I'm not saying they don't get attention. If you mess with an attractive male, like, I can mess with somebody who's an attractive male that might not be on social media. Just saying. You know what I mean?
But like, why do women always think dudes not being on social media make them some kind of different kind of...
It don't make them any... It doesn't
sometimes
make
that's
them,
the excuse.
Listen.
I don't have social media.
Listen. It doesn't make them any different. Homie. It doesn't make them any different, but it might... like their lifestyle just might be different. You know what I mean?
I don't trust people whose social media is not active.
That's fine.
Why don't you want to show who knows you and how
because
to
respond it might be
to.
Your it might be your work. It might be like shit that you don't want people
or
to see.
Or you don't want
not.
People to respond with some or crazy some people, shit like shut your whole ass or, up. You done slept with the whole block.
Or they might not even know how to work social media to their advantage, so they just don't want to deal with it. You got older people who are cool, but I'm not fucking with social media. Like, that shit too much. And it could be a red flag. It can be a red flag where it's like, nah, because I don't want my bitches, you know what I mean, all of them knowing, seeing with this one comment under this. Like, it might be that, but it might not be. But that's just an example. Okay. You know what I mean? Right. That was an example.
So, I'm gonna go to Black because I don't even think this question should be for Tanya because Tanya is straight up FBI, CIA. So
right.
She probably knew Nico's social security number, shoe size, all that shit.
She probably
before.
Surprised you, but go Black.
But go ahead, Black.
What's the question again? Ask me a question.
Look, talking mad shit. Don't even know the fucking question.
Have you ever, like, for a potential bae, you see a shorty, have you ever, like, basically, for niggas, we call it the whole facts. Right. Have you ever looked at, like, try to find out
the whole facts?
The whole facts. Yeah, we want to find out everything. Like,
nah.
He's lying.
Nah. I never had to. You see, I'm a little different. I operate a little different because with me, I have different beliefs on how things work out. And time is, time is law. Time
that
wins.
Is absolutely
so I don't care
I agree.
Who you is
I agree
what you about what you talking about. I don't ask people questions, not even friends and stuff. I don't ask you questions. Time is gonna show everything.
Big
it's gonna
fact.
Show who's buns, who's fronting, who's just talking, who's bluffing. So the more you ask a female questions, she get on guard on what to hide and what to protect and what to put away. Now I don't wanna ask you nothing. You be you, and in time I'm going to see what I need to see and what I want to stay away from or what I want to keep. But I got to let you be you. I can't give you, who you mess with. You ever mess with anybody in your fucking hood or at your job? She already making calls. Yo, don't ever tell anybody that I mess with you. I'm trying to talk to this new guy. Nah, we not doing all that. I'm not saying nothing, man. Listen, you do you. I'm going to do me. In time, who you are is going to show. Because you're only going to hide for but so long, especially when a chick trying to get to know you. She not going to hide for over 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. She not, because I could go 9 months of just chilling, no questions. Because you're going to give up the information. This is naturally what people
are
going
to do. But you going 9 months or whatever, and they are going to give up the information. Huh? Mm-hmm. What you say?
Go.
They are going to give up information or whatever, but... you don't think that knowing certain things up front or whatever is a good thing? Want to find out everything on the back end? Isn't that kind of a waste of time?
It's
in
not
a
that
sense?
I want to find out on the back end because, it takes a lot to get my undivided attention anyway. So by the time you do get that, then it's like if I find out something pivotal about you later on, That says a lot about you that you didn't bring that up. Facts. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you tell me you mess with this dude that Facts. I know?
Mm. Facts.
You know I know him.
Facts.
You know I know him. You know we follow each other. You know I know him. Why should I have to find this out the wrong way?
Facts.
So that says a lot about you.
Facts.
The game is over right there. You understand? Don't play
don't
with
play
me.
Don't play with me.
So you gotta understand how we move it. You gotta understand how we move it. So it make more sense not to ask questions. Because if there is something crazy, wicked, if there's a game changer to find out later on, it says more about you that you didn't bring that up. Facts. It says a lot about me if I waited 4 months to tell you I got kids.
Facts.
Why the fuck that didn't come up?
Facts.
In 4 months you didn't mention your kid?
Facts.
He's your? He look like you? What are you talking about? You understand? So yeah, I'm not going to ask that.
Tell me.
CIA. I don't believe in asking questions and researching people. And two reasons. No, seriously. No, let me fucking finish, dog. Y'all babble just now. I don't believe in research people because, one, I date people I'm familiar with. So I've already been interacting with you for a certain period of time. So there's only... I already have an idea what your personality is. And then, secondly, I don't research people because I don't want to have a preconceived notion of you in my head before dealing with you. Because start researching people, people start telling you about their experiences with the person. And I'm a strong believer in different people bring out different things in
That's
you.
That's true.
So if I'm going to listen to your ex or a friend of your ex or somebody used to deal with you in the past, what they're saying could be 100% true. But is that the person going to be with me?
So if you researching somebody, right? Because research is not... Research, I can't, yo. I swear to God, I'm going
to,
like, go over this table.
Talk to me, Danny. What
like,
you saying?
Thank you, because lies about, I'm telling you, he's about to see.
Go. Talk to me, and I'm going to give you an example of what I mean.
So if you spell it, spell rebuttal.
I dropped out of school. I'm not.
Fuck out of here. So.
I am a proud dropout.
He's a fucking ass. I can't stand him. So if you're not researching, right, because research isn't only about asking questions. What if you just looking, you searching through their social media, seeing or whatever, looking to see how they live. Okay, this person has kids. You don't, everybody looks through social media.
But that's what I'm saying.
Before social media, like my thing is, I don't want to ask anybody about you. This is just my research pattern. Mm-hmm. I don't want to really, if I'm going to ask anybody, it would have to be somebody close to me that I trust. Because like I said, I don't want people on my business. Mm-hmm. But I will go to see, like, it's social media. I will go on Facebook. I will go on Instagram, whatever. If I'm interested to see what you, like, what your life like. Because at the end of the day, I might think that you're cute. I might think that you're attractive. And then your social media might not be for me. But, if you posting money and shit like that and you doing certain things, you know what I mean? It don't matter what your personality is. That's showing me what your personality
is. So that's what I'm saying. I'm dating people I've been around enough to see certain things on the surface that'll turn me off. And then now when I'm getting to know you, want to get to know who you for who you are without the shit of the experiences that somebody had before. Case in point, the person I'm with now, I told y'all this many times, somebody called me and shitted on this nigga for 45 minutes and I wish I could tell you the shit this person said. And if I was the type of person who really believes in what this person did in the past to hold them to it or was somebody else's experience, this is somebody talking about what his ex said. Mm-hmm. And this person's dead like this with his ex, so 97% is probably facts.
Yeah, that's why I don't ask people questions.
And for me, it was always like, all right, but that's the experience he had with his ex. Today, this is one of my best friends. I could have lost out on a really dope relationship if ever one of the people who runs on somebody's past or somebody's experiences. I brought a different side of that nigga. And he's the person I want to be with. And he turned into what I enjoy and who I like and one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was a person to go on the shit people drop in my ear without letting him show me who he is and who he can be for me, I wouldn't have had what I had today. So that's one of the reasons I'm not a fan of doing too deep research because it could start making me build this person in my head without even experiencing them. The person I was when I was 21, I'm not that bitch today. So would I want somebody who dealt with me when I was 21 talk to my man I'm dating today? They're gonna tell me about a whole different Makisha.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But researching to me, go ahead. You know what? Fuck you, La.
Now, I have a question for all of y'all, and I want y'all to answer it, starting with La, then Tanya, then you. If someone was to research your social media right now, what do you think your social media say about you? Go ahead, La.
I'm just the host of Brown Holy Water.
Facts.
social media
my
state.
Social media ain't like a fucking twerking. Like, I ain't got shit going on. Just pictures of myself and, you know,
I'm of yourself.
All about brown holy water. You know what I'm saying?
That says a lot.
My social media tell you I'm a piece of shit. I say wild shit. Mm-hmm. I dress sexy as fuck. I'm actually a little smart.
Time out. Did you sugarcoat dressing sexy as fuck, or did you mean to say something else?
I dress sexy as fuck. My tits are out. I wear some see through things. I got some pum pum shorts. Some body riders up there. You want me to post
you? You dress back pages.
You dress.
Huh? You can call it however you want to call it. Listen, it's about time or place though. Am I walking around like that in the park with the kids, or am I in a club? That's the difference. That's the motherfucking difference. Am I laying in my lingerie in my bedroom talking about I can't sleep, or I'm in a swimsuit on the beach, motherfucker? The difference is time and motherfucking place, and that I have. You'll see that.
Motherfucker.
Put
your dumb ass.
Real quick. I'm going to say,
I got a balance of a lot of shit.
I'm going to cut off. I didn't get to answer the first part of the question before you pose your question.
That's a fact. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I remember things.
Yo, I don't know why she playing with you today, dog.
He playing with me. Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
I just want to say, I know because y'all somebody, you don't look up people and research. I'm a stalker. I look up people. I try to find out people who know them. Try to get like a piece of their personality before I even get to meet them. I want to know everything about you before I meet you, just in case if you lie to me.
But you're not getting them. You're getting somebody's impression of them. And that's the
That's what guys do, though.
That's the problem.
Shut up. Don't cut me off.
They got niggas that call you a hoe that never touch you. They got niggas that think you a hoe because
you
don't put out.
But that doesn't mean that you're going to listen to them. You just want to hear what they got to say.
But that's the thing.
I can hear real facts. I can get real facts.
That's fine.
Don't think
that's
because
that's fine. But you got niggas that say you a hoe and then they get to know. You don't even know if the nigga you asking was interested in the person you're asking about. And they will shit on that.
That's fine, because at the end of the day, somebody could think lies a hoe. Damn, that nigga's a hoe. Like, he be doing this. It's an example, my nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Bro, okay,
hypothetically.
I don't like that example.
Damn, lies a hoe. Lie this, lie that. And then you, like, they're telling you this, like, yo, lie, like, this nigga, he done fuck this girl, he done fuck that girl, whatever. But then he this, he ain't shit. A girl could tell you he ain't shit, whatever. And then you meet him and he comes off differently. You know what I mean? Towards you.
Fine.
Just saying, but because they said that, it might be something in the back of your head that is like, okay, he treated somebody like this. Not saying that it's true. It could have been their experience, but this is how he's treating me. Not saying this is another aspect of his personality. That's
true. You can't
true.
Trust women.
But my thing is,
you can't trust men. No, niggas be hating.
Women be hating.
Especially when they get rejected.
Oh, niggas be hating. You have no idea niggas were hating on the next man.
I ain't never hate on nobody,
like,
man.
I'm not saying that, but
chick,
hate on
a chick that was told no?
Chicks hate. Chicks hate all day.
Daniel.
Chicks hate all day.
Information.
My name
is
Danielle.
Power.
She
okay?
know my name. I'm going to leave
Georgia.
It alone today. Go
yeah,
because
you just, that was like fake
shit. Just
because
you dress like a fucking Thundercat, don't.
Just because you got a basketball jersey on.
Don't get confused. The lightning will come down.
Let Franklin talk. Let her talk.
Franklin.
Wow.
Shade.
Look at the shade getting thrown on this show.
Everybody got time today. What the fuck? Go ahead, Tanya. I'm listening.
Information is power. Mm-hmm. And as much as we don't want to admit it, when we get information prematurely, it makes us adjust ourselves in ways to receiving people. Because now that you have in the back of your mind, even though you don't believe it, this nigga a hoe. How much coming out of his mouth will you truly believe? Because now you have extra information to go on. This thing could be giving you his heart and soul, but you're like, but this bitch told me she's a hoe though. Like, but that's why I don't believe in getting information before my time. Mm-hmm. Now,
so hold on.
Cut off. Cut off.
Way.
It's your show. You're the host.
You know this shit. You see the mic. I see the mic.
You see it. You got the different mic.
So who y'all think researches more, men or women?
Men.
Men.
Women, man. Women are hurt. They get rejected.
Listen,
men deal
like
with
girl,
rejection. Men get no's all the time.
Yeah, facts.
You get no all the time. You get immune to it. No, I ain't.
But what does no have to do with research? And men want to know what type of woman you are.
When you
I know
call
men.
A chick, if I call a chick and be like, yo, I like your homegirl, man. What's up with your homegirl? Yo, what you get after that? That response, you got to record that shit right there. That response.
That's not me. I'm not
be
like that.
Shade 90% of the time. It be shade. See, a dude to keep it honest. You call me about a dude. Yo, what's up, Black? I like your little homeboy. Oh, son, I ain't going to lie. Son, a good dude. Yeah, he just go to work. He go home. A dude ain't going to throw shade to the dude. No, he probably know that him trying to get that little pom pom was a dub. Uh-huh. So he gonna alley up his man. Fuck, my man hit. It's like I hit. Chicks don't do
that's
that.
That's true. Y'all take
a chick don't do. Oh,
yes,
yeah,
chicks do do that. Nah, chicks don't do that.
Chicks be hurt.
A chick could be in a relationship.
Chicks don't alley
you.
You're not
chick,
alley
yes, they do alley. A chick could be in a relationship, and because she knows she can't get that man, she'll hook the nigga up with her friend just so she can know about it.
A chick then would say you gotta find out on your own.
You shut the fuck up. You shut your mouth right now. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Who you alley oop?
I alley oop a lot of niggas. Just know that.
Name one.
Wow, if I named one, you wouldn't know. I have friends.
Me too.
If it's their name live, it doesn't matter.
Hello, it's not lying on the show.
Don't play with me.
Don't play with me today, son. That's a fact. Tanya look like she throw the alley though.
Tanya,
she
does.
Like
she do throw the alley.
She throw the alley.
I know from experience.
Because Tanya. That was crazy. That was snitching.
All I'm saying is, Tanya only had six partners,
so she be like,
exactly. Let me just pass it.
I don't want to go to seven.
No. Nothing. Let me just.
But just going off of my rule. Shut up. Not going off of my rule of I don't like giving people experiences beforehand. Unless it's a situation like this and get HIV. Like unless it's some shit, I'm saving you from some shit. Listen, like Makisha, who you know about La?
Why is La named always got to be used as an example? Because I'm married. Everybody loves La. I'll give y'all sing out a number.
So focus on me again.
Go ahead.
So if somebody comes like, yo, Tani, what you know about La? I can't find it in myself. Even if I know some shit,
why did
I can't
you say
find...
La name like that? You did like Salah? You know, but the way you said his name was kind of like that was crazy, yo. Why you said that man name like that?
You said it before, nigga. I got receipts.
That, but I'm saying the way you just said his name.
Yo,
was crazy.
Only people that know my government, I had sex with.
Like, you said...
should we just stop this show right now?
But you can't say no man name seductive like that when you're in a relationship. You got to say his name regular.
La. If anyone asks me about La, go to work. No matter what I know about him, he's a good dude. He's a good father. He's good looking.
If you're my friend, I'm telling you the truth. And if you want to deal with it, then you deal with it. I'm not.
I can give you the good, and I'll give you. That's not hating.
I'll give you the good and the bad. Look, this guy is good. Like he does this, he does that. I mean, like
that's not your position.
But I'm not gonna say he's fucked up.
That's not your position. Let her find out. She like him already.
If she like him, then you go ahead, sis. I'm not gonna say he fucked mad bitches or whatever.
You can't give the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right, hold on.
You can't do that. If it's your best friend, y'all want to have a question? I'm gonna give y'all a hater. She's a hater. She was just hating. I'm not a hater. We could do the any of my friends know I'm not a hater.
Like, I'll hook you up with somebody.
If you're gonna give the good, the bad, and the ugly, you're hating. That's giving you, first of all, that's not hating. That's giving you all the information that you need.
I'm not gonna sit here and be
that.
Like,
she like him already. She's excited. Why bring her down?
I'm not gonna bring her down at the end of the day. I'm not gonna give up. I wouldn't give up all of your fucking, like, whatever you tell me and whatever is your business is your business. But if I know, like, you're a player or something like that, if you're my good friend, I'm gonna let her know. regardless, because that's my good friend. I'm not gonna set her up. Then she mad at me because I hooked you up with nigga and he cheated.
I wouldn't say he's a player. I would say, listen, I would say he's a good guy, whatever, whatever. Unless it's something, like I said, it'll put her in danger. That's the only time I'll say something. Other than that is be careful. Keep your head on.
Thank you. That's all I'll say.
That nigga got mad bitches. Like, I'm not saying that. Your bitches is your bitches.
Listen, I got a lot of male friends. Your bitches is your bitches. I don't have nothing to do with your business. When it comes to my friends, if my friends like another one of my friends, at the end of the day, look, you do whatever it is you want to do. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. Whatever it is, look, he's like this or whatever. I'll probably give the personality. I'm not giving nobody's personal business, just like I wouldn't tell him her personal business. That's how it works. That's not hating. I'll hook y'all up. If this is what you want to do, be careful. Like Tanya said, be careful. I'm just saying. Your man's is, you
be
know
careful,
what I mean?
He's a good guy.
He get bitches.
That sound a little hater.
Call it what y'all want. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just telling you how it sounds.
Me eat my pineapple, mind my business.
Oh, you eating pineapples. You heard that?
Pineapples still have your thing stinking. Just like, you know.
My pH balance is on point.
He was lying. He lied.
I like pineapples, motherfucker. My pH balance is good.
He lied. That's all I'm saying. He lied. That should sound haterish. If your friend is interested in a dude, listen, she got to go find out.
Lies interested in a girl, and
why
he asks you about, because I'm talking to him, you the only man. Steve is interested
Steve.
In a girl.
He's interested in a girl. You had your lip like this. You saying it funny, like, lies.
You're a real fucking troublemaker. Ever since you lost your hair, you've been acting real troublemaker-ish. When you had a hairline, you wasn't acting like that. Ever since you lost your hair, you've been acting real, like your ego has been
jealous,
up here.
I'm jelly of that.
I'm telling, if that's my good friend.
And we both lost our hair at the same time, motherfucker. Me and you, yeah.
I got a hairline. What are you talking about? And my waves is there. What are you talking about? This is by choice. Everything is by choice. Everything is by choice, my nigga. That's not by choice.
Your relationship status is not by choice.
My relationship status is by choice.
Danny, you want a man. You want to cuddle so bad. I can see your eye. You wearing a jersey.
I do.
There's no basketball. Nobody's doing crossovers, Danny. There's no and ones. There's no going to the hole. Like, you're wearing a jersey. You want to attract men so bad. You're just short. LeBron is in Brooklyn.
I'm here, Brandon. I want your shoes. I always get them in a size 4.5. I love your shoes.
Like, stop it.
I'm a 5.5.
It's cold outside.
And who said?
It's cold.
Hold on. Since you want to go to that, and this don't have nothing to do with nothing.
Let me see if you're real. Do you want to cuddle?
Yes.
Yes, you do want to cuddle, right?
Yes.
You want somebody to hold you.
Yes.
Protect you.
Yes.
All right, so stop playing. It's not by choice. You want
it
a man.
It is by choice.
You want a man.
But let me
a man
tell
don't
you.
Want you.
Let me tell
a
you
man
why.
Don't want you.
No.
That's a problem. The what right man don't want you. He don't want dog. Don't play. I know the truth. Don't play on me. Don't play me today. Don't play me. Michael Jordan. Don't play
First
with me.
First of all, let's
today.
Be clear. You can say the right man or you want you.
You want to cuddle, my nigga. It's
first of
cold.
All, but
it be 40
but wait,
degrees
but who said I can't? Who said I
it
can't?
Be cold.
Who said
it be cold? Anybody can cuddle with a bum. Cause you cuddle with a quality nigga making six figures, full benefits.
Again,
you're lying.
I swear
you're
to God.
Don't play. Don't play, Danny.
I don't gotta prove myself to nobody.
Play.
I don't gotta prove my love to nobody.
We not talking about the nigga that work at Chipotle. We talking about the other nigga. Listen, don't play with me. You can't just cuddle like that. Don't play. Everyone want to cuddle. You can't just cuddle like that. Y'all got to stop acting like y'all got mad valid niggas on y'all line. Stop playing, son.
Yo.
Stop it. That's what's wrong with y'all. False advertising. That's what.
Who's false
that's what
advertising?
Social media
you always
did.
Trying to hook me up
that's
with somebody.
What social
Shut
media
the fuck
did.
Up.
You know what I mean?
I know. I hate you.
Don't play,
so
man.
I hate you.
Don't play,
and I hate
man.
You.
Well,
I hate both of y'all. Y'all get on my fucking nerves.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't even come for
Why?
You today.
What's this voice?
I was really here for Tanya today, but you jumped in.
No, you was here for everybody.
You ain't. You can't spell encyclopedia. That's what you did, motherfucker.
I didn't
get fuck out of here.
Business,
and that little
dog,
beta carotene had me mad. Beta carotene had me upset.
I
went to address that shit. I went to address that shit.
You still
got
heat
for your ass. I still got heat for your ass. And I hope Nico come today, because I got something for him, too. I wait for his ass, too. We going to push him around. Me and Lago push him around. Show him he's a little boy. throw them on the floor, them little tight ass pants. Throw a little ass.
Fuck out.
Shut up, nigga.
You just said, you know, I hope you know, you just said Ronnie make $13 an hour.
Who?
Huh? I'm just letting you know. Yes, you did.
Say that. Ronnie,
yes, you did. Because Ronnie loves me.
Fuck Ronnie.
I'm just saying.
Ron, does he really? Does he really? Ronnie loves everyone in the group.
Oh, shit.
You absolutely
so
right.
Do not
no,
feel
actually,
special.
I'm not.
Pipe down. Okay. Do not feel special. Okay. Wipe your little eyebrow, wipe it off, and do not feel special.
Do not feel special, Papa.
Ronnie like everybody. He was just on Aisha the other day.
Shout out
Stop
to
AI.
I love her.
Nah, I mean, AI, what's up?
Hey,
so
bestie.
Ronnie love everybody. Don't feel special.
I right? don't.
At the end of the day.
You
now,
feel
who
special
else,
though,
who
right?
Who else could you name? All right, you threw out Ronnie. Who else could you name? Since you bold today. Since you're flabbergasted. You throwing out names. You're feeling explosive. Outbursts. You're giving us outbursts. Who else could you name today?
I can name whoever I want to. My choice is my choice.
We're
though.
Here.
I'm not
we're listening.
Name.
We have ears for you. Lie, show where the ears. Who else could you name? Go ahead. We're listening. You want to cuddle. You want to cuddle, and you're letting your ego, you're letting your self-importance.
Oh, now he's going to tell me.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're letting your ego stop you from being cuddled with because you over here lying. You over here false advertising. You
what
understand?
Am I false advertising?
You're false advertising.
What am
you
I
wanna,
false
you wanna
advertising,
cuddle.
My nigga?
You want to
So how was that false when you asked me and I said yeah?
Because you be acting all strong like you
I am strong.
Submit.
What
you
does that
wanna,
mean?
Like,
I never
on,
said
my
that,
dude.
Though.
Like, come on, man.
No, don't make an ass out of yourself.
Man, because it's mad people in the comments that want to holler and you be acting like you
just told me no. Nobody want me.
It's a few people
you
that
gotta
do.
Make you gotta make up your
do.
Mind, my
a few
nigga.
Cuddle.
Do niggas
they
want me or do niggas not? Like
they
which one
cuddle
is it?
Too.
Which
it
one is it?
The niggas in
on the fucking
want
futon. They got a futon. They don't know if two people. You know what I mean? They trying to figure it out. They got the legs sticking out on the futon. You know that shit ain't that long. But what I'm saying is that you gotta figure out what you want to do. Put it out there so that the people could.
Why am I putting
you.
It out there?
Because it's cold.
I don't
want to
just
cuddle
with anybody, my nigga.
It's still March. 40 degrees at night.
That was nasty.
That
was disgusting. That was disgusting.
That was disgusting. I ain't gonna lie. That was top of the line disgusting. That like threw us off just now. Know what I mean?
Just fucked up the whole moment, right?
Yeah.
And you touched my bag? Like, what the fuck? You have that shit. Nasty.
What the fuck? What the motherfucker? I ain't... Lie Brown hot seat is going down April 15th. I want y'all to lock that date in. Please do me a favor. It's going to be epic. Lie Brown hot seat is going down April 15th. It's going to be serious.
Ain't going to never really be that hot, man.
First of all, you coming in drunk.
Lie, it's a lot of things people want to know about you, just to let you know.
Facts.
I mean, if
Facts.
You want to just do a little pregame, we can do a little pregame. I just want you to know this. It's a lot of things people want to know about you, man. It's a lot of people that's curious about who you are, what's going on in your life. And,
nobody
want
to know that about me, man. I work,
man,
go home, man.
I beg to differ. You know, a lot of people want to know. A lot of people have questions. What questions do you think they want to know about you?
I don't know, man. I don't,
if
I
you
actually
had to guess.
I don't even want to do the house. I'm going to skip it.
Why?
So you're going to take that day off?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
take
that day.
That's real.
Answer 15 on April 15th, please.
Yo, my dog. My dog.
You taking off, though. You taking off.
My dog.
Who that freaking
my dog, freaking Liggy.
I like that one, man.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people want to know a lot of things about you, man.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a good
show.
What
time? Oh, damn.
Yeah, we went past the question.
I didn't even realize how...
You're
That's
red.
Because Black always got fucking something to say with his fucking 5'4 ass. You need to shut his stupid ass
I'm
5'8. Shut dumb ass.
I'm 5'8. Nah, I'm 5'8.
We don't do a call up. We ain't gonna do that call up no more. We're gonna keep talking this shit right now.
Can't even understand you.
5 minutes.
I ain't even understand what you just said.
I can't
understand. I don't
He know. Said keep on going. So Tanya, tell us some of the businesses that you helped started and stuff like that. Educate us.
We but that's putting people on. Out there. Like,
why you got your titties out today?
Why have my titties out? Because I bought this. I ain't shopping a long time. My clothes don't fucking fit no more. This is the only shit.
Niggas ain't having it.
Huh?
What?
I said because niggas ain't having it.
What that got to do with her titties?
Niggas ain't having it.
No, that's not true.
Go ahead.
She's, you're gonna twist the conversation I had with you.
What are you talking about?
That's not true. That's not a conversation.
Niggas ain't have niggas.
Oh, trust me. Our conversation is our conversation. They don't have nothing to do with what
talk
what
about
I'm
it.
Saying.
What was the conversation?
None of your business. No, none of your business. Back to the business that I start. On some real, since you want to bring it up, I don't like bringing it up. On some real shit, like, it's my goal to help, like, start 5 businesses a year. This is what I do to pay it forward. It's not stuff that I need to put all out there. This is what I'm doing. You want to know half the reason why I'm blessed? Because I help people. And when anybody wants to come to me, they jump in my inbox. T, I want to do this. From websites to wholesalers to retailers to the EIN to the registration to the business credit card, all that shit.
Dope.
People come to me for that shit. And I'm more than willing to help. And there are a couple of people. When you see some people have a certain loyalty to me, you know
how much,
why.
How much weight did you lose so far?
I have lost roughly about 15-ish pounds.
15 pounds?
Are you working out or are you eating
I
better?
Don't work out. I just switch my diet up. My for me, like I'm a my family genetics, like diet is everything for us. I could
15 pounds though?
Yes. That's a lot I was of pounds. Heavy. I was
and how
I'm
long
telling
though?
You
how long? 15 pounds is a lot of pounds.
Roughly I'll say between my birthday is January 26th to now. Like and it was my I,
that's a 2 month
I struggle with my weight.
A 2 month window is like is
I struggle with my weight. Like I tell people that's all the time, like I struggle with my fucking weight.
15 pounds is a lot of pounds.
It is. It
like my clothes now are baggy on me now. My little large shirt used to fit me tight because I had the belly. Now it's like it's going back to fitting me regular and shit. You know, I'm going back to beach body black. What the fuck?
I just wish
beach body
gym,
black.
But...
BBB.
I'll just
B3?
Say
B3?
I'll just say what they call me. You know what I mean? Hey, beach body, what you doing over there?
Yo, you got mad names. Fact, you names like you me, literally, you got mad names.
Yo,
black.
Saying, I
can't
things.
Keep up.
I be doing different
I
things.
I can't keep
man.
Up. I
but
can't.
But one name you know ain't going nowhere is Gressy and Twins. So you know what I mean.
I thought it was streets, I Am Black Success.
I mean, that's my name.
I thought your name was Jerry.
That's my name, huh? You thought my name was what?
Jerry.
Who's that?
Jerry Berry.
Who are that?
Jerry Berry. That was one of your names.
Gunfinger upon yourself.
Tanya. Wasn't that one of his names in the group? Jerry Berry? You was calling yourself Jerry Berry.
Wow.
You were calling yourself Jerry Berry.
That was a Care Bear period of
night. I write this, so don't... What
but
you
at
bad?
The end of the day, right now, we on Gressy and Twin... Black
you just called
it and Beach Body Black. Those are my
what
names.
Wasn't you
Poppy
Chocolata?
No.
What was it?
Poppy Chocolata. That's for my Spanish crowd. That yo, listen, I got different audience. I got different audience. Don't be mad at me because I got audience from everywhere from Mexico, from you know what I mean. Oh, like,
you got Mexico?
Yeah, I got people from all over the place. Facebook tell you where's your audience coming from. So I got different audiences. You know what I mean? From different places. So I got they all give me different names. Big Bag Zaddy, those are my people from like, you know, that's like down south. You know what I mean? My Atlanta people from Texas. They're like, oh, that's Big Bag Zaddy with the little big bag. Oh, walk around with the big bag and stuff like that. So you gotta understand, people give me different names. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like you're Georgie to some people, you're single to most people. You're, oh, she wanna cuddle to other people.
I'm only single
you know
to
I mean?
Y'all though.
Yeah, all right then.
That's it.
Anyway.
What do you mean you're only single to us?
Nobody cares about my
you
singleness
because
no
I. So you're single to everybody.
So what is. But my thing is, so, nobody.
But
I'm not
single,
Danny.
Huh?
I'm not single Danny. You like, are. Nobody. No, I'm not. Only to y'all. Y'all only care about who I'm fucking and who I'm dealing with. Only
I
y'all.
Bet you even explaining yourself.
I'm not explaining, but see, Black does this shit all the time. He like pulls me in. That's what Black does.
And you gotta.
Black pulls me
you
in.
You gotta
so,
remind him that he's irrelevant and let it go.
It's all right, though, because I'm gonna slap the shit out of Black.
So irrelevant. Wow.
Nobody knows you. You're nobody, Black. You're nobody.
You had an option to trade Nico or Black. Trust me right now. We know what your answer would be, baby. Trade that in, baby.
Hell
yo,
no.
I don't got to wash cards, baby.
That's
you know what I mean?
Hell no.
All these muscles really work. You know what I mean? Stop playing with me. You know what I mean? Nico's a little dude. He's 5'2". But yeah, like I was saying.
Back to me. I'm single to a lot of people. Keep going.
Yeah,
go ahead.
To a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But a couple of people do want to talk to you. You just got to pipe down a little bit.
Pipe down
be
about
be submissive
what?
And pipe down. Relax a little bit.
Why?
You know what I mean? Because you're wearing jerseys. Like, you know what I mean?
And I will wear jerseys regardless.
Put on the dress. You know what I mean?
I know people who wear jerseys who are married.
Follow Tanya. You know what I mean? Do what Tanya do. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Why?
Minding my business, though.
Is Round 2 hiring or not?
Like, but why?
I need Danny to get a little side gig.
Why?
Danny's great the way
he is. Why, Jerry? Why?
Start some businesses.
Why, Jerry? Why? What does that do?
We want you to be more like Tanya.
Why?
That's how I want you to be more like Tanya.
Yo, we about to kill wrap up the show.
Yeah,
yo, if y'all don't know, next week is Easter Sunday. We're gonna take off on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not coming in next week. So brown holy water, you just say day you're off.
Drunk.
We're wrapping up. We want to wrap up early today. I'm sorry we didn't get to our call up question. We got caught up in the conversation.
Yeah, we got caught up. Sorry about that.
You know, MJ took over. He put up 55 today. He put the double nickel with a guard today. So we let him go off. Sometimes you got to let niggas just go off, you know what I'm saying, and do their thing. But we want to finish it up. We're going to wrap it up today. So everybody, Black, Danny, Lob, be quiet. Tanya wants to speak. Shout out. Go.
I hate the one so I just don't be doing nothing. I just come here and sit. Go. And niggas enjoy the fuck out of themselves.
Give you a shout out.
Shout out to all my supporters. You guys have been amazing. Every weekend y'all had my ass busy for the past few weekends. So I appreciate you guys. For people who don't know, 845-393-4995. That's my number. Call me, text me if you want a wig from Bad Girl Ting. You can get it. Also big shout out to Manico. What the hell is number? 347-356-4855. Get your card detailed. And last time, I'm sorry, I gotta talk about it. Do not call Saturday for a Saturday appointment. It's a detailing service. These appointments were booked since Thursday or Friday, and he's filled on Saturday. All right, when he says he's filled up. So if you really want to get your car detailed, it's not a car wash, it's a detailing service. So get your appointments in early. You gotta hit him up early in the week to set your appointments up, guys. All right, thank you again for everybody who's been supporting. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting Brown Holy Water. Shout out to Pre, shout out to the team, everybody here. Looking forward to seeing you guys in 2 weeks.
Shout out to everybody who's commented. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. You can follow me at your favorite tomboy on Instagram. You'll see me in the comments later. And that's about it.
Yeah, that was quick. Mm-hmm. Answer 15. Instagram, Live Brown, Facebook, brownholywaterpodcast.com. You get your shirts and your hoodies. Dad hats back in season. They're coming probably like in a week or two. Like I said, we off next week. So if you didn't catch the whole full episode, we'll be back reloaded as soon as we're done. And you like us, share us, talk about us, laugh about us. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all all, man. Thank you for tuning in. Black, take us out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy, Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Brown Holy Water Podcast every Sunday, 7 p.m. Make sure you guys lock in two things. We'll be back April 8th, 7 o'clock. But I need you guys, please, lock in. Tune in April 15th for La Hot Seat. I got something special going on. I got some real good questions going on. We're going to get into his business. I know this man for years. We can get into his business. Ladies, all the questions you're thinking about, I'm going to ask them for you. And he's going to be forced to answer. You know what I mean? I go by the name of I Am Black Success. You already know me. I'm doing better than all of y'all. Holla at your boy. I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Preach, you can play the video. We going to do what it is. Yeah, shout out to my baby, Sushi. Yeah, baby girl. I'm going to fuck you when I get home. You
know what? What?
I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it, brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it, brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch,
drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, tell you, pour it, Georgia, rock.